KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. At 7:07, we have mostly clear skies. It's 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny and breezy today, a high around 46. Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And with those breezy winds, gusting up to 20 to 40 miles per hour, as the Weather Service says, it'll be cooler, but the winds will still combine with drying grasses and low humidities, as low as 22 to 32% by mid-afternoon, to produce another day of elevated fire danger. And the stronger winds may blow around unsecured objects and affect high-profile vehicles as well. Conditions will be favorable for fires to develop and spread rapidly, so you are strongly encouraged to avoid any outdoor burning. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Adair County Board of Supervisors is set to meet at 9 a.m. today in an electronic session. The meeting will be conducted by a teleconference, during which the board will hear from Chris Whitaker, local assistance director of the Region 12 Council of Governments, will speak with regard to floodplain information. Adair County Engineer Nick Kaufman will talk about a new hire, followed by board action on approving that hire, as well as wage rate progressions for two secondary roads department employees. At around 9:35 a.m., Conservation Director Dominic Johnson will talk about the Mormon Trail Shower House and have an update on the Conservation Department activity. The meeting wraps up with Adair County Attorney Melissa Larson discussing a solar panel ordinance. The subject of solar farms in Adair County has been discussed in previous meetings over the past couple of months or so, with some rural residents voicing their concerns and objections over proposed plans by MidAmerican Energy to take more land out of production in favor of large solar farms. The Atlantic Police Department reports four arrests. On Sunday, 33-year-old Receiver Burden of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication, and 28-year-old Renson Burden of Atlantic was arrested for driving while intoxicated. Saturday, 19-year-old Rachel Stanley of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for theft in the third degree. And on March 25th, 18-year-old Dante Watkins of Atlantic was arrested on Cass County warrants for two counts of probation violation. All four subjects were booked into the Cass County jail. Police in Red Oak early this morning arrested a man on a warrant for theft in the fourth degree. 36-year-old Joshua Andrew Fink of Stanton was arrested around 1:22 a.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. Red Oak police report also a two-vehicle non-injury accident occurred Tuesday in the 1300 block of North 1st Street. Authorities say a 2014 Dodge van owned by Nishna Productions and driven by Catherine Biggs was backing out of a parking spot at Nishna Productions' house at 100 East Oak when Biggs failed to see a legally parked 2018 Ford Fusion owned by Randy Meek. When the van struck the car, the Fusion sustained $2,900 damage. There were no citations issued. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a man from Nebraska faces charges following a traffic stop Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say 41-year-old Brandon Robert Leonard of Omaha was arrested for speeding, failure to have a valid driver's license, and for being a fugitive from justice. Leonard was also arrested on a valid Douglas County, Nebraska warrant for probation violation on the original charge of possession of a controlled substance. He was being held without bond in Montgomery County's jail. Sheriff's deputies stopped Leonard's vehicle on Highway 34 at Stanton for doing 93 miles per hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. Police in Shenandoah say no injuries were reported Tuesday after an SUV struck a building housing the Page County Veterans Affairs Office. The Page West building at 615 Northwest Road was hit when the vehicle's brakes failed and causing it to crash into a wall of the building, pushing that wall in. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports four recent arrests. At around 3 p.m. on Tuesday, 35-year-old Bryce William Messenger was transported from the Shelby County Jail to Pott County, where he was wanted on a warrant for failure to pay child support. At around 2 p.m. Tuesday, 29-year-old Aaron Gar Nelson of Red Oak was transported from the Buena Vista County Jail in Storm Lake to the Pott County Jail in Council Bluffs. Nelson faces a violation of parole charge. Early Tuesday morning, 41-year-old Jillian Ray Rodriguez of Omaha was arrested for failure to appear in court. She was taken into custody after being transported from Mills County to Pott County. And Monday afternoon, 25-year-old Melissa Lai Halbert of Omaha was arrested on several charges. They include criminal mischief in the first degree for damage amounting to more than $10,000, driving while license revoked, reckless driving, failure to use a seatbelt, and failure to provide proof of insurance. She was transported to the Pott County Jail from the jail in Douglas County, Nebraska. Bond was set at $10,000 on the criminal mischief charge. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says two people were arrested on assault charges last week. On or about March 26th at around 3:50 p.m., Adams County deputies were dispatched to 404 Loomis Avenue in Corning for a civil complaint. And upon further investigation, Kimberly Bloom of Corning was arrested for domestic abuse assault first offense and assault causing bodily injury. Bloom was transported to the Adams County Jail. And at around 9 p.m. Saturday, deputies in Adams County conducted a traffic stop on a speeding vehicle. The driver, 40-year-old Joshua Prine of Minnesota, was discovered to have had a warrant for his arrest out of Polk County for assault causing bodily injury or mental illness. After the warrant was confirmed, Prine was transported to the Adams County Jail and held for Polk County authorities. And Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman said Tuesday that Gronewald, Bell, Kine & Company, PC CPAs have released an audit report on Cass County for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2020. The report shows the county had local tax revenue amounting to more than $33.5 million for the year ending June 30, 2020, which included $3.1 million in tax credits from the state. The county forwarded nearly $25 million of local tax revenue to the townships, school districts, county hospitals, cities, and other taxing entities in Cass County. The county retained about $8.7 million of the local tax revenue to finance county operations, which was a 0.2% increase from the prior year. You can read more in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com, and a copy of the audit report is available for review in the Office of the Auditor of States and the Cass County Auditor's Office. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.
KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.